All right, you guys stretched out real good? Okay, let's get climbing. Grab a helmet, let's get climbing, shall we?
Michael Hood's climbing class is gearing up to scale the sandstone cliffs at Oak Park, nicknamed The Ledges. It's a popular 7-acre park in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Okay. Most of these kids have climbed here many times, and they get started quickly.
Okay, let's do our commands.
On belay.
Oh, you've got to feel the fish first, right? Pull that rope in, feel the fish first.
This class is special. It's probably the last good day of the season. It also might be the last time they'll ever climb here. Michael Hood has been coaching climbers at the Ledges for 19 years. He gets most of his income from teaching here, and you can tell he loves his work. But he says after today, he won't teach another class here.
These sandstone, fragile sandstone cliffs, and all the plants and animals that live on them cannot share the rock with climbing, because we interfere with all the life processes that go on up there, no matter how sensitive we are.
Hood says over the past few years, he began to realize the impact decades of climbing were having on the ledges. He's seen cliff swallow nests pushed out to make way for better handholds. He says climbers have worn away the topsoil at the cliff's edge, and even the rock is vulnerable.
You can do decades worth of damage in just one day, very easily.
Hood says the problem is the ledges are small, 150 yards long and 40 feet high, and there are lots of climbers. Visitor surveys show that thousands of people climb at the park every year. It's the only place to climb outdoors in Michigan's Lower Peninsula. So climbers come from places as far away as Detroit, Ohio, and Indiana. Michael Hood says there are some rules in place, but there's no one to enforce them. Hood recently asked the city's Parks and Recreation Commission to consider banning climbing at the park. That's stirring up the climbing community. At first, Hood says he got a lot of angry phone calls. Now, a group of local climbers is asking the city to keep the park open. Judy McGarry has been climbing at the ledges for 2 years. She says if the park closes, she'd have to drive to Kentucky or Canada to climb outdoors.
It'd be really sad if they did close it. I mean, I know with a lot of people coming down here, there is erosion, but if you think about it, who really cares about this rock more than climbers? We want it here so we can climb on it.
Climbers are fighting to keep parks open across the country. Sean Tierney is with the Access Fund, a nonprofit group that advocates for climbers. He says climbers called him when they heard about Michael Hood's efforts to close the park.
I think his concerns are probably valid. He's concerned about resource impacts at the area. And instead of closing the area, which to me seems a very extreme measure, there needs to be some management of the area and recruit climbers in the process of helping to take care of the area.
But Michael Hood isn't sure anything short of a permanent closure will work.
Climbers want to believe that they could put a few regulations in place and save this place. But the problem is climbers are a notoriously unruly bunch, myself included. We don't like to be told what to do, how to do it, when to do it.
Experts say conflicts between rock climbers and park managers are fairly common. Peter Kelly studies cliff ecology and climbing at the University of Guelph in Ontario. He says one problem in these situations is that not much is known about cliff ecosystems because they're hard to get to.
Obviously, people have observed that damage has taken place. But, what has been lost there that people didn't even know about it?
And that's the big question. Michael Hood says he's asked geologists and botanists to take a look at the park, but he doesn't want to cause more damage while he waits to see if the scientists publish or the city makes a decision. He's convinced he can't keep bringing people to climb at the ledges. He says it's the right thing to do for the park, even though it's not a decision he came to easily.
I'm losing a lot. And, I've lost a lot of friends, lifelong friends over this, and losing most of my income and my livelihood and the love I have for guiding and working with these young people and these kids. It's just, it's really powerful for me to be out here. It's just wonderful. I love it. I live and breathe this. And to give this up and walk away from it is, I can't even articulate what a sacrifice it is for me.
The sun is setting and it's getting chilly. Hood and his staff take the ropes down and pack the helmets into bags.
Okay, 8 in the top, Andrea, and 4 in the bottom, okay? Yep, you got it.
Hood gathers the kids in a circle.
Now we can share this last day together here. I will never, ever forget it. And we'll climb together some more in other places. But every time I come here, I'll think of this last day with you guys and never forget it. It's just wonderful.
Michael Hood hopes his class will walk away understanding why he's giving up climbing in a place he loves. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.